Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, good morning to you, Adam Berry. Top of the hour. A lot of baseball questions for him. The Pirates, the manager search, the divisional series, championship series now on one side headed into. What's going on with baseball? They're going to change their rules, not as many home runs next year. It's just a lot to chit-chat with Adam about baseball-wise. And one thing in the 9 o'clock hour after we talked to Adam that I'm not going to be suckered in again. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to show interest.
We'll see.
Okay, yesterday. This is really interesting. So there was an earthquake in Washington County near Washington, PA.
Really?
2.2 magnitude. So nothing big, but definitely you feel it a little bit. Just southwest of Washington, PA. Little Washington, Washington, all of that, if you will.
Huh.
That's the way. Yeah, I know, right? That's the one, the earthquake. What do you do? Like, I was trying all day when I heard this last night. Not all day. I just had a fleeting thought about it, but it turned into a deeper thought than I anticipated. Do you run to the doorway? Do you sit? Do you ride it out? Do you run outside? Like, let's say it's happening not in Washington, PA, but in a place where there's earthquakes. It's got to be very scary.
You go to the door. I had an uncle who lived in Southern California for years, most of his life, and he said that's what he'd do. He'd jump up. Didn't matter if it was like a little, you know, like a little tiny guy, or if it was just like Northridge. He'd run to the doorway and just stand there in the doorway.
And you run and you brace yourself in the doorway.
Yep.
What's the kind of the science behind that? The whole house is going to fall, but the doorway is the strongest part?
Nothing's going to fall on you there, I guess, the thinking. I don't know.
Okay. I almost want to experience a 2.2 magnitude earthquake just to feel it rumble a little bit and then be okay. Because that's what happened in Washington yesterday, Jim. Did you read about this?
I did not.
Yes.
I don't know. 2.2 doesn't seem very significant, but
it seems like a big truck driving by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can, I don't know. That's one of those things. Like, I've always said I wanted to, like, kind of experience a tornado, and yet I want to do that until I actually experience it.
No,
so the answer is I do not want to.
No. You don't want to experience a tornado.
I don't know. Even if you're if you have best laid plans, right, for an earthquake, if you tell yourself, it's one of those things, like it's a fight or flight sort of thing. You tell yourself, if an earthquake happens and I'm around, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to get in the doorway.
Right.
I'm just going to sit in my chair and let it ride out. I'll be okay. When you're in the moment and it's happening, do you pull off your plan? Do you do it, or do you just panic and run outside and take off all your clothes? You know, like...
You roll around in the grass.
Right.
I think I keep it clean, but...
pee in your pants.
Well, that could happen. I seem to remember about, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, didn't that happen here, where there was you felt something, you didn't know quite what it was, and then it turns out that it was an earthquake?
Oh, it wasn't that long ago. There was one like 5-6 years ago, wasn't there?
Wow. I'm trying to remember where I was.
Well, it wasn't obviously that significant.
Another little guy. Little 2-point something.
Okay, breaking news. Devin Bush named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
He scored
his first NFL touchdown on that fumble return. Had a pick and 7 tackles in that win against the Chargers. So AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Looking up for him.
Someone seems to be hitting their stride.
Yes, Devin Bush, for sure.
You know what I liked about him, too? Is that,
he's good?
Yes.
That helps.
He missed some tackles.
At the end of the game, he missed a lot.
Yeah,
and he started throwing himself around like Mike Mitchell there for a little bit.
Yes, but there was one where he should have had a guy wrapped up, and he claims it was the first time that somebody shrugged him off ever.
Right.
But at any rate, he called himself out for that. And so that's like the best case where you got a guy who's doing all sorts of great things, and yet he realizes that, you know what, I got to get better. So that's a real positive sign.
All right, we're told here the doorway is no longer the safest place.
Oh, no?
Okay. That only applied in older houses, older structures.
Oh, okay.
Now your best bet is to seek cover under something sturdy, like a heavy table or desk. So if you get any aftershocks right down there toward the south on 79 in Washington, PA, look for the desk or the table.
Heavy desk or table.
As opposed to the light one. Yes. If it's a light desk or table and you could quickly identify that, just go in the doorway.
Perhaps get a scale out and measure it first.
Yeah. I don't know. Even if my best laid plans and it happened in the moment, if I could just think if it happened at home.
I guess I'd just go under the kitchen table because that's a big, heavy table.
I would just do exactly what I'm doing and hope I don't get killed. I mean, that's kind of my plan for a lot of things.
But what if it's like one that just like one of those long ones and it gets
just keeps rolling? Like you see those security cams from
the newsroom, right? They have them in the newsroom in L.A. You see those.
I would just
if stuff starts falling off the shelves,
I try to catch it. But
I'm going under the table.
You're done?
Yeah.
You're finished?
Stuff starts flying off shelves. I go seek cover.
I can say this effectively. If there's an earthquake, I don't want it to happen while I'm at work. I don't want to experience with you, Jim. No offense. I just don't want to.
Hey, one of my best friends from high school lives in San Francisco.
Oh.
And he was there like in 89 when all that stuff happened.
During the World Series.
He said there's nothing you can do. He said it was the most frightened he'd been.
Yeah, when it's
and then
that
his
big.
Son at the time was really young. And he was spooked for a long time.
His son was?
Yes.
Is he okay?
Yeah. I mean, this was like 30 years ago now.
His son's 40 now.
But I think his wife was on BART and was under the bay when it happened.
Oh wow. Man.
Something like that. There was a lot of stuff. And then that freeway in Oakland, my goodness.
Do you still talk to this man?
No, I haven't talked to him for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since a UNH reunion.
Sure he made it out of the earthquake?
I have talked to him since then because I was there in 1990 covering the Red Sox against the A's when they got swept like they always did.
All right. Adam Berry coming up next. Great stuff, Jim. Actually, I kind of maybe do want to be, if I ever experience an earthquake with you, just for the story factor of it. I think you'd be actually a good guy to kind of hole up with while it's happening. Yeah.
In a foxhole?
Yeah, it might be okay. You're my foxhole guy, Jim. You know, everybody has a foxhole guy. You're my guy. Because I don't think you'd get nervous at all. Anyway, fan weather brought to you by
I'm too old to get nervous at those things.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.